views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. Mastering the art of dream building in the real world will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life. Imagine the colors of the rainbow, the colors that are perfect for you. Imagine actually touching the rainbow with your hand, wet with paint. Think now about how to find that right tool, that right plan, that right way, the pathway that will take you from where you're standing right now to where you want to go. This hit radio show will bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Get ready to be inspired. Open your mind. Bring excitement back into your life and have a lot of fun on a new journey of self-discovery. Now, here's your host, Jennifer Becker.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jennifer B., and you're listening to Inspired Action Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour. Let us inspire and encourage you to take your next amazing step in making your dreams and visions an actual reality. Each Wednesday at 12 noon Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern, we'll explore life's most meaningful and certainly powerful questions that lead us all to taking inspired action. The goal, our mission, is to help you make progress, build your evidence, move closer every day to the life you're really here for, the life you're actually meant for. We are so happy to be here with you all, and thank you for tuning in today. And for those of you who are just joining us for the first time, welcome. And, you know, we have been so excited about today's show because we're going to essentially expand on and evolve our prosperity mindset, prosperity consciousness, the gift that keeps on giving. And isn't that the truth? We recently talked about this, such an important topic. A few weeks ago, we talked about this topic, and it was quite clear that another discussion was needed. Essentially, I'm going to say to tie a healthy bow on this topic, because let's be honest, this isn't just a topic. It is a whole mind, body, spirit, mindset, lifestyle that's really necessary to fully embrace the whole life of prosperity. Prosperity consciousness, in a sense, is a state of mind that exists when our brain is open to prosperity and opportunities that'll bring in prosperity. Some call it the law of attraction, and regardless of what name we put on it, the result is that our phenomenally powerful subconscious minds will go to work in ways we can hardly fathom to create prosperity. Prosperity consciousness is simply positioning ourselves to essentially be in the stream of abundance that surrounds us. And so, I've got Michael Becker here with us again today. And again, we're loving this topic because just talking about prosperity can move all of us forward. I know some of you are in need of drastic shifts in your life, and some are in need of maybe just a bit of refocus. And some are simply maybe in need of just minor polishing in this area. Regardless of where you are right now, it always does the mind, body, spirit good to talk about and focus our attention on our individual and collective prosperity consciousness. So let's talk about focus for a moment, because I want to just say this, which is, I love this this short story, because it's so important to think about focus in this way. If you were to lay a 2x4 piece of wood across the room, everybody there, if you have a group of people and you've laid this 2x4 across your room, everybody there would walk across it and not fall, more than likely. Because our focus would be that we were going to walk that 2x4, and that's what we're going to do. So we do it. But if you put that same 2x4 10 stories high between two buildings, only a few would make it, because the focus would be on what? Falling. So that's what I'm talking about, is putting our attention very, very strongly on the art of focusing very intently. So let's bring Michael out here. And for those of you who don't know Michael, like me, he's a fellow life coach and successful business coach and mentor, and has a unique gift in helping individuals channel their amazing individual gifts through inspired action and taking their life to the next level. Hi, Michael. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Jennifer. Glad to be on the show, and once again, this is a topic near and dear to my heart. I'm pretty excited about talking about it today.
Yes, absolutely. And I want to kick this off by asking this question, because I know you and I have talked about this before. Why is it that so many lottery winners find themselves between, let's say, 1 to 5 years later, completely back where they were before they won the lottery?
That is a very interesting question, and I remember hearing that years ago and kind of looking into it a little bit, and over the years I've looked into it a little bit more, because if you get your head around that, that is a very fascinating concept, because I think most people believe if I buy a lottery ticket and I win, and let's say it's, you know, a lot of money, 10 million, 20 million, 50 million, whatever, you know, a big lottery prize, the belief is it will change my life. All the things that aren't working right now are going to work as a result of that. My life will change for the good. It's all sweetness and light going into the future. And the strange thing is, or at least seemingly strange thing is, that, as you said, the statistics on people who have won big lottery prizes is not that good in terms of success. A very significant number of them, after, you know, 3 to 5 years, they're back to exactly where they were before they won the prize. And you say to yourself, how is that even possible? How is that possible? Because here's the thing, in essence. They won the money, but nothing changed inside themselves. Their beliefs about themselves, their beliefs about life, their beliefs about prosperity, they didn't change. They just suddenly had a lot of money in the bank account, but really their beliefs about money and prosperity didn't change, and so they slowly or rapidly slid back to their comfort zone, which was where they were before. Startling, but absolutely true. You can look it up. It is absolutely amazing.
Isn't that incredible? Because as we're going to talk about throughout today, which is preparing yourself to receive, and many of those individuals, they did nothing to prepare what came to their doorstep. They did, in fact, yes, they opened the door, but they didn't prepare themselves to have that come in and change their life long term. And in the case of preparing ourselves to receive, that is a critical piece, because we can attract many, many, many things that we desire, but if we're not preparing ourselves to, in fact, not only receive it, but also, again, let it in our door and let it stay long term, let it change us to the extent that this is, in fact, who we are now. Many people don't do that. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. They don't do it because, in a sense, because they're not aware of that process inside themselves, they don't believe really there's anything to change, or they don't know how to change it, even if they are aware of it. And as a result, all human beings do this. We tend to fall back into our previous comfort zone, no matter how uncomfortable it was. We tend to fall back into that, and therein lies kind of the basis for this, I think, for the show today, is kind of getting at that. What's that all about?
And that's exactly. And what is so interesting there is that, again, not preparing themselves, but also, they've got a habit that they've developed. And certainly many people are so familiar with their habits, regardless of how comfortable, painful, whatever struggle they go through, bringing together their mind, the concept of what the cause and effect is, that seems to be one of those strange dichotomies with, again, going back to the conscious and subconscious minds, whereas we need to bring them together to bring back the understanding, just to simply get the cause and effect of what it is that we do and what it is that, you know, that in fact does cause. Because the way to develop your prosperity consciousness is the same as developing any other mental habit. I mean, it is, it's accomplished by, again, repetition, but the positive, being positive, the prosperity related thoughts or affirmations, but we're going to talk about that. Affirmations is not just about affirmations, but it's, you've got to bring in the emotions of the affirmations. Otherwise they aren't very effective. And it, you know, it certainly will take a bit of personal discipline and the resolve to persist until essentially a new habit is formed. And you know, a strong desire or passion certainly accelerates the development of these habits. So let's go ahead and take a quick break, but we're going to get into a number of details that are related to prosperity consciousness that we all must think about and master. So you are listening to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., and we're going to talk about prosperity consciousness, the gift that keeps on giving. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Tune in to the Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for the Sandy Brewer Show.
The Michael Shane Show, conversations with the Ascended Masters on Transformation Talk Radio.com on the third and fourth Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. To connect with the Ascended Masters and raise your vibration, call in for a live on-air reading with Michael and the Ascended Masters. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L Shane.com or call 800-508-6437 to schedule a full healing session.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Get ready for Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
back on Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. And I've got Michael Becker here with me today. And we are talking about mastering our individual and collective prosperity consciousness. And I can tell you all out there that talking about this out loud is literally shifting energy as we speak. So it's so important to be talking about these types of things, because putting our attention on any particular topic, but specifically these types of topics, moves energy. And you've got to believe that, because it just is true. And so I wanted to briefly go over a few of the points that we discussed last time in our prosperity consciousness. We had a topic, we've discussed this a few weeks ago, and I want to make sure to hit on those points again, because they're so important when people are looking to, in fact, attract prosperity, become prosperity. Again, we all know that we want to become what it is that we want to attract. That's the key. And so, of course, one of our first items, which is so important to think about, and
Michael, you're on. We're having a problem with Jennifer's line right here, but Michael, you're still on the line if you want to continue.
Being able to...
There she is. We have her back.
Being able to focus on that prosperity and understand, again, what it means to you is the start to opening up a huge stream in terms of clarity and specificity of what it is that you're trying to attract. And the other aspect, too, is...
And Michael, if you want to take over for a moment.
Yeah, and what Jennifer was saying, that you've got to get specific about things. You've got to, it can't just be a general thing that you're doing. It's got to be something that you really get focused on. And so that's all part of the process. And as Jennifer was saying, she's, bringing up these points that we went over a few weeks ago, because it's necessary. That's like the foundation to everything. So, Jennifer, are you back?
She's not back yet.
Okay. So, anyways, we're looking at those points, and Jennifer was talking about the idea that there are several components to this, what she calls the whole life mindset, which is the stories we tell ourselves, and those can be huge in how we live our lives, because some of those stories, whether we like to admit it or not, are rather punishing kind of stories, very limiting kinds of stories. And I would even say this, I think the stories we tell ourselves are possibly the most important thing that we deal with in our lives, because past experiences around prosperity, around money, can really limit us, because we don't, and sometimes we don't see them. Sometimes we're simply, they're in the background kind of milling around, and we kind of grumble about them, but we don't realize that as we're going forward, we're making a lot of decisions based on those stories. So the main thing is to look at your stories, to let them come to the surface for yourself, and then look at them and say, how are those stories affecting my life? And be really honest about it. That can be very, very revealing for everyone when you do that. And I know in my own situation, that was years ago, a big, big thing for me, to be open and honest about the stories I was telling myself. And then I reached a point where I realized, wait a minute, these aren't just stories. These are stories that are affecting how I make decisions, how I see the world. And some of these stories were very limiting. And so I had to make a conscious decision that when these stories would come up, I would first, stop the story from going forward, and then I would give it a different version. Now, I've learned a lot over the years, so I can do that. So stories, incredibly important. Jennifer talked about the idea of masterminding, where it's not always easy to do it completely on your own. Sometimes you have to get help from other people. And masterminding, which is it's a known term, a known concept, doesn't have to be formal. But it comes down to this, finding at least one other person, more if you can, but finding at least one other person who can be absolutely open and objective and non-judgmental with what we say to them. So if we have ideas of, hey, I want to do this, I want to change this, these people are there to support us. No matter what we say, they're there to support us. And so that's a powerful tool, but the challenge is being very selective of who you bring into that mastermind. Because if you bring a best friend or a family member who is very comfortable critiquing you and putting limits on your behavior, that's not really going to work all that well. So, masterminding. Then it's taking initiative to become the leader of your life. That's another point we had talked about. That is so important because no one else is going to do it. To put it in a nutshell, no one's going to do it other than you. You can get help sometimes, but you have to take the initiative and accept the fact that, hey, from now until the last day, you are the leader of your life. Also, you can't stifle your imagination. It's to let it go to the boundaries of your imagination. Don't be limited by what you've experienced in the past or what you see around you in the moment. Let your imagination really burst forward so that you can look at all the different possibilities of things you can do in your life and things you could change in your life, things you could add to your life. That's incredibly important. And here's one that weaves into all the things, which is enthusiasm. You've got to have enthusiasm for what you're doing. You've got to have energy for what you're doing. You can't fake it. The old line, fake it till you make it. There's some truth in that, but it's hard to sustain for a long period of time unless you're really enthusiastic about something. So that's another one. The idea of self-control, which has to do with the fact that you can't just, be all things all the time. You have to be able to control where you put your time and energy.
Hi, Michael.
Yes. Hi.
I dropped off there for a second. Back on.
Okay.
Excellent.
Okay. Did you want to pick up where I was kind of going with that?
No, you go ahead and go just a couple seconds.
Okay, and then I talked about self-control. And then really learning from mistakes and failures. The idea that, don't just get mad and don't just be emotionally distraught about when something doesn't work or you've made a mistake. Hey, all that's temporary. All that's just absolutely normal in living your life. Failures are going to happen. No question about it. You're going to make mistakes now and then. Move on. Look at those things and just go forward. So, those are kind of the basic things that you have to kind of keep in mind as the background to prosperity. So, Jennifer?
Excellent, excellent. Let's go ahead and take a quick break, and then we're going to really dive into again some of the stories we tell ourselves and how we overcome that relative to the stories of lack. So, you are listening to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B, and we will take a quick break and stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at RightRelationshipForYou.com. That's RightRelationshipForYou.com.
Join Deborah Diane's live clearing teleconferences to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, so every call is unique to that particular group. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing benefiting everyone on the call. To register for a teleconference, go to ConsciousTreePatterning.com and click on the Register tab to reserve your space in the next call.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
The Michael Shane Show. Conversations with the Ascended Masters on Transformation Talk Radio.com on the third and fourth Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. To connect with the Ascended Masters and raise your vibration, call in for a live on-air reading with Michael and the Ascended Masters. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L Shane.com. Or call 800-508-6437 to schedule a full healing session.
Take a deep breath and you walk through.
We are back on Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. I've got Michael Becker here, and we are talking today about prosperity and abundance, the art of living a lifestyle without lack. But before we continue, I want to make sure everyone's got our contact information out there. You can reach us at the website of inspiredactionradio.com. You can also reach us at inspiredactionliving.com, as well as the email address. Our email is care, C-A-R-E, at inspiredactionliving.com. And Michael, you want to give out your email, direct email address?
Sure, it's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, at consciousproductcenter.com.
Excellent. Now, we were talking about, again, wanted to talk about the stories we tell ourselves. And I know that we've touched on this, but it's so important to bring our attention to how we talk to ourselves, how the tone, the words, the feeling behind what it is that we say, what we say to ourselves, what we say when we're talking to others, and especially the type of stories that we're talking about. Because, again, those stories of lack, in a sense, are arguing for your limitations. And it's interesting to kind of put your head around this, because, again, it's, you know, the important fact is you can't solve a problem with the same mind that created it. That's one of the great sayings, but it's really important to understand is that you cannot solve a problem with the same mind that created it. The stories we tell ourselves, first, I know we've talked about paying close attention to the lack, the words we use when they reflect on the idea of lack in our stories. And, of course, the stories that we talk about, even if you're telling somebody else's story and that story has lack in it. It is all about energy, and that certainly matters. But another level to this is the stories that you tell that really have to do with validating your beliefs of lack. You know, human beings have this need to be right. We have a need to be right. It gives us satisfaction, especially if we've created unsatisfying environments around us. We look for that. It gives us credit. It gratifies us. And so we really need to pay attention and look at what we're doing and when we're doing this, and decide inside of us that it's time to stop arguing for those limiting beliefs. Wouldn't you say, Michael?
Absolutely. And it's like, you know, as you said, you can argue for your limitations, and most of us do a lot. I mean, most people do a lot, and they're not even aware of it, really. But what they're looking for is an internal validation that, you see, I'm right. I mean, you see, I really do know what's going on. I'm right about this. Problem is, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. So if what you're right about is that I don't have what I need, I'm in a lack mode, I'm not abundant, see, look, just look around. There it is. Well, that may be true in the moment, but the problem is it's literally setting the stage for that to go on into the future.
Exactly. And the when you look at how you're talking and how you're talking to others, the aspect, if you put your attention on that, I'm going to pay attention to when I say something that's related to not having enough, then your mind, remember, is phenomenally powerful, and your mind's going to notice when this is happening, and it will interrupt, because that's all you have to do. It's literally putting your attention on it, and then suddenly you're going to notice, oh my gosh, I just did it again. And that simple act is very, very powerful in changing and interrupting that pattern of behavior. And that's what you're looking to do, is to change the pattern of behavior and change that habit. Because many of us have stories. We have our stories from our background, from our childhood, from, you know, whatever traumatic possibly event that occurred even in your adult life, whatever it was. Those, yes, are your stories. However, it's not about changing the facts of that story. It's about changing your relationship to that story, meaning that it's your emotions around those facts. And when you shift that, and you essentially looking to detach the emotions that you have related to those stories, then they become unnecessary. And what you start doing is you realize that you can overwrite those stories by shifting your attention on the prosperity in which you live in right now. Which brings me to the great point of the fact that we are prosperous right now. We are. You don't have to look to tomorrow, next week, next year. You are prosperous right now. And I think, Michael, I wasn't sure if you had some of those stats that really kind of bring some evidence to that fact.
Yeah, it's just some simple things I was able to pull up that makes this point, which is there's slightly over 7 billion people on the planet right now. That's a lot of people, right? Well, 3 billion of those people currently living have no running water within a half a mile of where they live. That's almost half the world's population doesn't even have access to water. 840 million, almost a billion, have no access to safe drinking water. So they may have water somewhere nearby, but it's not safe water. It's not water that's free from disease. 40% of the world's population have no real sanitation systems. They have no flushing toilets. Many, many people in the world are completely without electricity or only have it for a few minutes each day. The point being that if you look at it from that perspective, most people, again, not everyone, and many people in the U.S. are really challenged, but most people do have those basics. So sometimes it comes down to your definition of prosperity. You know, what exactly is it? But if you just look around, I would think most people could say, oh, you know what, based on that, I'm reasonably prosperous.
Right. And that's just it, because I think it really comes down to viewpoints. And one thing I was going to say is that you have to be very careful about who you're comparing yourself to, because that matters a great deal. We have a lot of information that we're bombarded with through the media, through Hollywood, all the movies out there, what we see around us. And we have this human trait that is common in us that we tend to want to compare ourselves and our situations to others. And that's something that we have to pay, again, attention to be careful of, because it's really the fact that you indeed, if you need the evidence, you are indeed prosperous right now. Again, you want to become what it is that you want to attract. So therefore, when you look at and you shift your viewpoint, then you can actually show yourself the evidence of the fact that indeed you are very, very prosperous. So behave that way. You know, all the wonderful inspired action moments you have in your everyday life, that's what you want to bring into play here, because everything that you do come from a place that you are already prosperous. That's going to dramatically shift you into, again, stepping into the flow of abundance that is surrounding you. And that, again, prepares, as we mentioned in the beginning of the show, prepares you to receive so beautifully and graciously what it is that's going to come to your front door, and you're going to be prepared to open the door and in fact bring it in and receive it and have a lifelong experience with it, which is incredibly important. And you know, it really comes down to how ready, willing, and able are you to change your story. How badly do you want to attract what it is that you desire? Again, it's really how badly do you want it? And again, talking about adjusting and shifting viewpoints, first, your viewpoint is, again, put your attention on your viewpoint, your perspective. Your brain operates on many levels throughout your day. One of those levels is on a basic level. It won't believe anything it doesn't see. If you don't see it, you won't believe it. That is, we all have this part of our brain. The key is to accept that this is part of our brain, and it does in fact exist. So that way, knowing that it exists, it might, you can notice that it might hijack your attention once in a while. But by accepting that it exists and noticing when it's engaged itself, you can take back control, put your attention back on your prosperity and what you are grateful for in your life, which gratitude is absolutely critical. And this is where you're intending to go. This is where your prosperity consciousness grows. Wouldn't you say, Michael?
Absolutely. And it's like taking, you know, those stories we tell ourselves of lack and of things we didn't have and, you know, bad experiences and all those stories. It's like making the decision, do you want to keep those stories on autopilot or do you want to take control? If it's, you know, if it's a plane, do you want to take control of the plane or do you want the plane on that autopilot based on the old stories and not even know what your destination is going to be versus switch off the autopilot, take control of the plane, and then decide what destination you want to go in. And I think that's a very, very powerful point you were just making. But it is about taking these stories, putting them in perspective. It doesn't mean not being aware of them, but put them in perspective and realize they're not me now. They were just stories of events and experiences that happened a long time ago. But
right.
I'm different. I'm a different person today.
Right, right. And with those stories, the fascinating piece here is that as you move forward, you are, as I always say, a new person. Every single day that you wake up, everything that you've learned up until the moment that you closed your eyes last night, your body and mind integrates all the wisdom from that in your subconscious and conscious mind, and then it integrates them through your dreams, through many, many processes inside of your mind and your energy. And when you wake up in the morning, you're brand new. You are smarter than you were yesterday. You're wiser than you were yesterday. Again, you are more capable than you were yesterday. And you see more than you did yesterday. And your attention is stronger and more focused than it was yesterday. So knowing that about yourself means that you get to wake up and start fresh. And knowing that, what you need to do is pay attention and start counting how many times you are repeating the stories of lack. When you start doing that, you can actually, your mind's going to start calculating it because, again, you put your attention on it. Start counting them. It's the same thing. You buy a new car and you see that car all over the road. You didn't notice it before. It's this phenomenon. But when you start counting how many times that you're using the words lack in any way in your vocabulary to yourself or to others, you're really going to notice a transformation because it's bringing all of that into awareness. Then the next day when you wake up fresh and renewed and inspired and more brilliant than you were the day before, you're going to have opportunities that you can't even imagine. And that's what's really amazing here. So let's take a quick break. And then when we come back, we're going to offer some interesting tips about how to bring this into your actual life. So you're listening to Inspired Action Radio. And go ahead. Let's take a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Stuck in the clouds, she begs me to come down.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at RightRelationshipForYou.com. That's RightRelationshipForYou.com. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Welcome back, everyone. Today we are talking about an abundant life and prosperity living, a prosperity mindset, which certainly key strategies, behaviors to master your prosperity consciousness. And we were just talking about this, Michael. I really would love for you to bring the point out relative to when we talk about our stories, what it is that we're doing with our memory and recall. I love your comments about that.
Yeah, I just was doing quite a bit of reading here over the last few months about this, and we can do a whole show on this, believe me, about the difference between the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. It's absolutely fascinating stuff because it really explains a lot about how our minds dictate the kind of life we experience. And I say minds because we think it's all happening in the conscious mind. Truth is, most of it's happening in the subconscious mind. And the point that I wanted to make is simply that the subconscious mind is capable of storing all the memories of our entire life. They're there, okay? Those memories are in the subconscious mind, filed away. We all have, from that perspective, we all have incredibly good memories, meaning the memories have been filed. The challenge isn't the memory. The challenge is in the recall, the ability to recall. But a lot of times, because there was a lot of emotion attached to certain events or experiences in our lives, those memories are more easily recalled. And those become, as you and I have been talking about it, those become the stories that keep bubbling up every day, because there's a lot of emotion attached to it. And I know you, Jennifer, were going to talk about how to turn that around in terms of using emotion to deal with those stories.
Well, absolutely, because we talked about affirmations, and I know there's a lot of talk out there, a lot of opinions, essentially, from one spectrum to the other about how effective affirmations are. And the truth is that affirmations can be extremely effective, but you have to use them in such a way where you're able to, in the moment, also bring your emotions to that affirmation. Because if you just say them, and that's why affirmations for some have gotten a bad rap, is because they're simply using their intellectual engagement, their mind to say certain words, but they've got a form of detachment going on where they're just words. They might even see those words, but they're just words in the moment, and they're not necessarily creating an immediate, instantaneous shift. Affirmations can be powerful when you close, if you need to, close your eyes, but that's what I do often if I'm using an affirmation for a powerful shift in some way to balance out any type of imbalance or negativity, that you can use that affirmation, but use it in such a way that you're taking it from deep inside of you out into your mind, where that affirmation actually can grab hold of your emotions. So, for example, various prosperity comments that which are in the realm of affirmations. Here's one particular one, which is, I now release the gold mine within me. I am linked with an endless golden stream of prosperity, which comes to me with grace and in perfect ways. Now, that's kind of a long affirmation, and if you just read it, and usually it takes a couple of times to get your mind wrapped around it. But what you want to do is really go to the meaning of those affirmations. What's the meaning behind them? Your mind can comprehend it, but truly, what is the meaning behind it? When you go there, you're engaging. You can't help but engage your emotions to it, because that can actually help shift that viewpoint, because your viewpoint is what you're looking to shift. When that shift occurs, you've made the change happen, and that's what you're looking to do. And that's all you're looking to do in that moment. Don't be hard on yourself and critical of yourself. It's really important to be kind to yourself. But what you're looking to is to decrease the energy of whatever it is, that emotion that's going on related to your connection to whatever stories you're telling yourself, and get back into the flow, which is, affirmations can be a powerful, powerful tool for this. Even using a simple affirmations by saying, all doors are open to me. That's a quick, simple, easy affirmation. But if you, in a moment of a story of lack of your past, then by bringing that affirmation into you, and that's usually why there's a three-time rule, saying something three times, because you have to get it through the intellect, but let it set into the meaning of it, which then grabs hold of your heart and brings the emotion into it. It's very, very powerful when you engage it that way. And essentially, again, what it is that you want to become what it is that you want to attract. And another final key I really want to put out there, because it is so critically important, is the mastermind process. Any individual, anyone who is very interested in engaging the mastermind process, or excuse me, to engage the prosperity mindset, prosperity consciousness, by engaging a mastermind group in your life, can shift everything and dramatically increase your success with this. Because again, to be serious about bringing prosperity into your life, you must be at the point in your evolution where you are finally, once and for all, willing, ready, and here's the key, profoundly interested in living your life in a healthy, prosperous way. And that's what we're all looking to do, isn't it, Michael?
It certainly is. And you hit it there a moment ago with, you've got to attach powerful emotional images to your affirmations that will take you in the direction you want to go. And here's the reason for that, and I touched on it a few minutes ago. Your conscious mind works on logic and rational kinds of thinking. Your subconscious, the big, more powerful part of your mind, works primarily on emotion and pictures. And so if you're making, you know, a real simple statement, affirmation, I am prosperous, it's not the best to just say that over and over and over again. I know people do it, but what's really effective is when you attach, close your eyes, and visualize something where you feel you can see yourself feeling prosperous, whatever that image is for you. You know, sitting by a poolside, in the sun, in a prosperous state, whatever it is, and then attaching that to the affirmation, so that every time you are doing that affirmation, that image, that emotional feeling comes into it, and that's what gets transmitted into your subconscious, which then transmits it back to your conscious mind, where you're doing all your behaviors.
Right, and again, you know, bringing others into your world to help facilitate that, you're going to have them reflecting that back to you. It's very powerful. It certainly moves you forward. And again, what you're intending to do is to bring yourself to the place that experiences prosperity on a daily basis, and a place where you have the confidence in yourself, where success is something you know how to recreate over and over and over again, because you're prosperous and you have enough. I want to thank Michael today for sharing such great information, and certainly I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Inspired Action Radio. I so enjoyed our time together. I want to put our information out there relative to the website, which is inspiredactionradio.com or inspiredactionliving.com. And email is care@inspiredactionliving.com. And definitely join me every Wednesday at 12 noon Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern. And I hope everyone has a remarkable and inspiring week. And I am looking forward to seeing you back here next time. Have a great week, everyone.
You've been listening to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Get ready to be inspired, open your mind, bring excitement back into your life, and have a lot of fun on a new journey of self-discovery with Jennifer Becker. Visit InspiredActionRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back, because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening, and keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe? Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat! How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where is it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough for your love, baby. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.